Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 5, 2022. Readiness to work for others. Question: in what prayer should those who are physically gathered in the Arava and the entire world Kli be? Is it to dissolve not in this beauty surrounding us, but in another beauty, in a friend? Answer: the most important thing is to annul yourself after all. Annul and throw yourself into the arms of your friends, so to speak. And everyone should do so. It may sound incorrect, but when a person annuls himself, he wants to feel not himself, but only others. He wants to apply his strength to them. That's what they want, and that's what I'm going to do. As if I don't have my eye, there's nothing, just strength, like a machine. I am ready to work for others. They want to connect, I will connect them. What they want, I will do, and I myself have no desires of my own, no goals of my own. This is what we should, in principle, make of ourselves. We will reach our goal very quickly when we are all united and discover the Creator in connection with each other. It's in front of us, and it's close. From Lesson 1 Arava Convention in Europe, Lithuania 2022, July 22, 2022. Michael Leitman, on Quora: does God have feelings? The Creator's feelings are limitless. However, we cannot discuss them because our perception and sensation of reality is encased within certain limits. Based on 10 Blitz Answers about the Creator with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on May 21, 2022. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Will beauty really save the world? Comment: please explain the popular expression "beauty will save the world." My response: beauty is a vessel for the revelation of the upper light, that is, the greatest revelation of the greatness of the Creator that corrects and fills everything. Therefore, the most important is the vessel. But beauty is not in how we understand it. Beauty means aspiration for bestowal, for goodness, Ol Hasidim, light of mercy. Question: and can a person become such a vessel? Answer: of course. And the light of Hochma will burn inside him. It will be truly bestowal, love, and unification. The light of Hochma is life. And the light of Hasidim, vessel, is the condition of life. Question: nonetheless, when they say, beauty will save the world, what is it? What kind of salvation are they talking about? Answer: that we will begin to correctly evaluate love, the movement of a person toward a person, this will save the world. At the same time, absolutely the whole of nature will change. Question: so, it will become our value? And then the world will be saved? Answer: yes. Comment: and now it is not in good state. Now beauty is perceived differently. My response: I see it like, let's say, an asteroid or something else the size of the Earth or even a little more is flying at you, and only our relationship with each other will stop and turn it around. That is how I see our state. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, June 20, 2022. Reshimo, a gene of spiritual information. Question: what are Reshimot, spiritual information, and what is recorded in them? Answer: Reshimot comes from the word recording-Reshima, Roshim. It is what differentiates any desire from all other desires, any intention from all other intentions, either in the positive or negative direction. These recordings always remain included in the matter. There is a matter with positive Reshimot and there is a matter with negative Reshimot. Based on these recordings, all kinds of matter correlate with one another, they connect and disconnect, approach one another, and distance from one another. All states are recorded in them. It means that Reshimot allow a person to determine his state, where he is today, in the past, present, or in the future. A reshimo is a gene that carries a certain piece of spiritual information. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, July 12, 2022. Is it possible to give up this world? Comment: in one of the lessons, you said that the whole reality was created so that I could give it up. Answer: that is right. Because your egoism shows you the true reality and demonstrates all your inner states so that you rise above them. Question: we usually perceive life differently. Any person looks at this life as a way of existence. The Kabbalist's task, on the contrary, is not to use this reality for his own sake. How is this possible? Answer: the Kabbalist looks at everything revealed to him as the means to ascend. In our world, a person treats everything from the point of view of how can I swallow it all? The Kabbalist, on the contrary, from how can I throw it all out of myself and rise above it? This is the use of our world, either one way or another. For a Kabbalist, this world is needed only as a springboard to jump to the next one. An ordinary person wants to stay in it, live more comfortably, and that is it. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. New Matrix, February 2nd, 2013. The Truth of the Spiritual Path. Question: you have been practicing Kabbalah for more than 30 years. What is the confirmation for you that you are on the right path, and this is the goal of your life? Maybe you are at the degree from where you draw confirmation that this is the truth. Answer: firstly, I draw confirmation from my spiritual attainment. Secondly, I am not just in doubt, but in search of the best implementation, a softer landing for humanity. Baal HaSulam in his time traveled to Poland, published a newspaper, and wrote articles for a wide range of people about the method of correcting a person and entering the next degree. But he wrote it in a special way that was accepted 100 years ago. And I write in a general, more or less understandable way for all people. I am sure that I am acting correctly based on the degree that I am attaining and from things I understand. This is first. Secondly, if someone came and helped me as a partner, I would be incredibly happy. But, unfortunately, I do not see one's willing or in attainment. In addition, I feel within me a connection with my great teachers, and I try as much as I can do it. I cannot say that I am 100% implementing everything I would like to do. I have to fight with myself over a lot of things. After all, I am also going through the next stages of elevation. Life goes along the middle line. Not along the right one, which is 100% successful and filled with light, but also not along the left, egoistic one. With the understanding of all my problems and all my imperfections, I still hope that the Creator has been leading me this way since I came to Rabash and even earlier. And that is how I am going. I have no problem accepting the mission He has entrusted to me. Everyone has their own mission, and mine is like this. I am not making anything special out of it. After all, the Creator turns everything the way it is necessary for us, and in the end, He will lead us to what is necessary. I am pleased that I received the opportunity to feel His actions within me, how He acts, how He compels me, and how He controls me from within me. It is a great pleasure for me when I feel what He is doing within me, and I work in unison with Him. It is called adhesion when you have your own awareness, your own thoughts and feelings, and on the other hand, you feel that He is within you, and you are ready to be with Him. This is not easy. This is against egoism, against all sorts of doubts and problems. But when you overcome this and feel that you are reaching the same movement, at the same pace, in the same direction in thoughts and feelings, this is, of course, the ultimate pleasure. However, here as well we still have problems. Do you do it in order to reach such a pleasure or for the sake of something else, higher than that? But from all this, a person feels the truth of his condition. It gives him strength. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Where is the proof of the truth of Kabbalah? February 6, 2013. toward sensory understanding. Question: what is the meaning of, don't take up space and then I'll be in everyone? Answer: the concept of not taking up space actually means not taking up space with your ego. Then I exist everywhere, in all space, in the whole universe. I reach a level when physical space does not exist because I annul myself egoistically, I annul its influence on me. Comment: you often say that we must reach a state of feeling others, rather than ourselves, as much as possible. My response: this is written in all Kabbalistic books. If we do this, we will achieve the state of first restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph, where I no longer feel myself in me. It is impossible to convey in words, but this state is real. You are everywhere at the same time, feel everyone, are in adhesion with everyone, exist in everyone, and do not feel yourself as an independent subjective unit. You only feel that you don't exist as a unit. Question: how does this happen with respect to you? Answer: I can't describe it. I have no words for this. Kabbalah describes actions one must do within himself regarding his own forces, bestowal, reception, screen, thickness of egoism, attraction of light, specified one, and interaction with this or that. That is, Kabbalah operates with clear material dimensions and physical phenomena, sensations. That is why Kabbalists invented such a language so that one could somehow convey these feelings from one world to another. But it is a poor language, it still can't explain anything. The fact is, this language is suitable for those who are already in the perception of the upper world. They understand the language of Kabbalists. But for those not in it, it remains incomprehensible. Therefore, when we read the Torah or other books written by Kabbalists, we perceive what is said in corporeal terms. It is very difficult for us to switch to what is being said about qualities, properties, forces, feelings of rapprochement or distance, and about forces that are called all kinds of inanimate, vegetative, animate and human names. And although Kabbalists try very hard, it doesn't help much. How many years have you read and heard Rabash's articles and my explanations? And you see how much time passes until some kind of inner click occurs and a new understanding of past materials emerges and corrects old mistakes. This is no longer a verbal but a sensory understanding. Comment: at one time, you also tried to figure it out as mathematics and come to the conclusion that you don't understand anything. And only after some time you felt it internally and began to understand this language. My response: I tried to perceive everything at the level of forces, processes. But suddenly a sensory image emerged that obliged one to work on oneself. From CabTVs I got a call. The most powerful computer in the world, October 8, 2009. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what's the best proof that God exists? The fact that we exist. Based on 10 Blitz answers about the Creator with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on May 21, 2022. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.